Franklin Graham honors 9/11 victims, service members in touching post. By Nick Gilbertson on September 11, 2021. Franklin Graham posted a patriotic tribute to those who perished on September 11, 20 years ago, and to those who have protected our nation for the past two decades from radical Islamist extremism. The late Reverend Billy Graham's son, Franklin, who serves as the president and CEO of both Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, posted a memorial on Facebook honoring all who lost their lives in the ruthless attacks 20 years ago. It has been 20 years since our nation was attacked on September 11 by 19 Al-Qaeda Islamic terrorists who screamed Allahu Akbar as they crashed the planes into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and the field in Pennsylvania. We remember today the nearly 3,000 people who lost their lives in the planes and on the ground. Our nation has been forever changed. Graham went on to thank God for all of the service members and members of law enforcement who have worked to protect America from the ideology of radical Islam. I thank God for our military and law enforcement who have kept this country free from major attacks since that day, Graham's post reads. You can be sure that the radical Islamists have not changed their agenda. Pray that our nation would turn to God as it did 20 years ago. May God bless, protect, and have mercy on the United States of America. Franklin Graham's words come nearly 20 years after his father's sermon in the aftermath of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. On September 14, 2001, the late minister addressed the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. This week we watched in horror as planes crashed into the steel and glass of the World Trade Center. Those majestic towers, built on solid foundations, were examples of prosperity and creativity. When damaged, those buildings plummeted to the ground, imploding in upon themselves. Yet, underneath the debris, is a foundation that was not destroyed. Therein lies the truth of that hymn, "How Firm a Foundation." Yes, our nation has been attacked, buildings destroyed, lives lost. But now we have a choice, whether to implode and disintegrate emotionally and spiritually as a people and a nation, or to choose to become stronger through all of this struggle, to rebuild on a solid foundation. And I believe that we are starting to rebuild on that foundation. That foundation is our trust in God. And in that faith, we have the strength to endure something as difficult and as horrendous as what we have experienced this week. This has been a terrible week with many tears.